try to create an episode on Barbara Wilhoff, W-I-L-L-H-O-F-F. Ms. Wilhoff's in for follow-up on medication. She's on Wellbutrin and is on lisinopril, has hypertension and depression, anxiety, doing well with her depression, given refills of Wellbutrin XL 150, given 90 with a refill, and lisinopril 20, number 90 with a refill. Next paragraph, her depression seems to be stable, and she is otherwise doing well. She is having menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, and wants to get checked for that. FSH and LH were done today. She's taught her last period in the fall. Saw Dr. Harper last summer, and he told her she was not menopausal then. We discussed treatments, including bioidentical hormones versus estrogen patches. We'll discuss that in a week or so for follow-up. Next patient, she also has borderline thyroid function, TSH and T3, T4 were normal, but had an elevated peroxidase antibody. We'll recheck that on her next visit. We'll follow up on that in the next few weeks. Next patient, Dr. Wheeler, dictating office note is Relisha, R-E-L-I-S-H, Jackson. Ms. Jackson, new patient, has painful glands and are growing for the last 2 days. An exam has mild right angle adenopathy, slightly larger than the left. Has no evidence of infection in her foot or legs, no pelvic pain, discharge, or abdominal pain. Next problem is headaches and fatigue. They've been present for the last several years. They're bifrontal, temporal, has eye pain, it's better out of the light, has no neck stiffness. She is, Ms. Jackson, also had lab studies done for CPE, to return for that. Also with a frontal sinus headache, a paragraph examination, head or size, nose and throat exam were normal, neck is supple. No submandibular adenopathy. Fundoscopic exam was benign. Extraocular movements were intact. Neurological exam was normal. Sinus X-ray did reveal bilateral sinus wall thickening. Fatal as possible sinusitis with underlying lymphadenopathy. We'll give augmentin 875 on a BID dose. We'll follow up in a week or two to see if adenopathy and sinus infection are cleared up. If not improved, consider trial with Imitrax. If not improved, then CT of the head without contrast. Possible migraine, but not classic. No family history of same, but studies done as outlined. Next is Janelle, J-A-N-E-L-L-E, last name P-E-R-R-I-L-L-I-A-T. Ms. Paralot is in for follow-up on hypertension. Blood pressure still elevated, because still is somewhat elevated. She did better on lisinopril 10 than 20, 20 went up, but she is sicker today. Was put back on lisinopril 10, 12.5, and we added amlodipine 5 milligrams QD. We'll follow up here in 2 weeks for recheck. Next problem is obesity. Working on diet and exercise, has lost 4 pounds in the last 3 weeks. Encouraged to have a 2-pound weight loss per week. We'll set a 2 to 3 week follow-up. Next problem is nausea. Head congestion, sinus drainage, head or side from the throat exam, mucus discharge from the nose, maxillary sinus tinnitus, TMS, some eustachian tube dysfunction, sinus X-ray, bilateral clouding. Was given augmentin 875 on a BID dose for sinusitis. Treatment is outlined. Next patient is Kirstie, K-I-R-S-T-I-E, last name R-O-P-E-L-A-T-O. Ms. Ropilato's in for immunization update. She's joining Georgia Perimeter College in the fall. Needed a varicella vaccine today. And needed a Tdap update. That was done today. She is current on everything else. Is on birth control pills. Quit smoking 10 months ago. In regular physical activity, needs to return in 4 weeks for a repeat varicella vaccine. Otherwise, is doing well. Next is Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, CARLOZZI. Mr. Carlozzi is in for follow-up on STD exposure. TC chlamydia. His TC chlamydia were repeated today, and they were at no charge, and hopefully he was billed for them before. Next, the problem is erectile dysfunction. He saw Dr. Rottenberg, who didn't find any disease, gave him samples of Cialis, which helped him. I gave him samples of Cialis today, 20 milligrams, number 3, and I gave him 15 of the 5 milligrams to take 2 to 4. 1 hour before sex, also given a prescription for that. He was also referred for paragraph counseling for erectile dysfunction psychological therapy. Dominique? And we'll return here in 3 to 4 weeks for follow-up. Next patient, Dr. Reeder, dictating psychiatric interview on Elizabeth Darcy Cooper. Ms. Cooper is a 26-year-old single employee at INPO who was interviewed because of an abnormal L scale in her MMPI. She is single, never been married, has no children. She has been with INPO for about a year, and she works as an administrative assistant in the Chemical and Radiation Protection Division. She has a family history of a paternal aunt having alcoholism and a maternal uncle who had cocaine addiction, both of which are in recovery now and not abusing, but no first-degree relative with mental illness, drug abuse, or alcoholism. She has no personal history of mental illness, drug abuse, or alcoholism. Her current alcohol intake is about 7 a week, has a glass of wine per night. She has had no trouble with DUIs or trouble with alcohol. She's had no trouble with the police, no trouble with discipline in school or in her work. Her only medical problem is an upper respiratory infection. She's got a head cold, takes no medication other than contraception. She did not serve in the military. Her hobbies include run, cycling, and shopping. And her father is alive at age 61. He's in marketing. Mother's alive at age 59, and she sells ads at ad space. Her parents divorced when she was 2.5 years old. Her father remarried and has had this current wife for 21 years. She has a half-brother and a half-sister from that marriage. The brother is a freshman in college, and the sister is a special needs child with mental illness, and she's in high school special ed program. Her strengths, she feels like she is friendly and outgoing. Weaknesses, she's too emotional, gets her feelings hurt, and takes things too personally. She does not owe any individual more than $200. Her mental status exam is normal. She has no previous psychiatric evaluation, and she does have yearly physical examinations. There's no information from INPO about her risk or cultural risk. She is authorized for unescorted access based on this interview. Next patient,